Appendix A. Army Health System Support to the Army's Strategic Roles. The Army's primary mission is to organize, train, and equip its forces to conduct prompt and sustained land combat to defeat enemy ground forces and seize, occupy, and defend land areas. The Army accomplishes its mission by supporting the joint force in four strategic roles: shape OEs, prevent conflict, conduct large-scale ground combat operations, and consolidate gains. For more information on the Army's strategic roles, refer to FM30. Shape operational environments. Shaping activities are continuous within an area of responsibility. The combatant commander, command authority, uses them to improve security within partner nations, enhance international legitimacy, gain multinational cooperation, and influence adversary decision-making. This cooperation includes information exchange and intelligence sharing, obtaining access for U.S. forces in peacetime and crisis, and mitigating conditions that could lead to a crisis. Army forces conduct operations to shape OEs with various unified action partners through careful coordination and synchronization, facilitated by the theater army through the geographic combatant commander, and when authorized, directly with the partner nation's military forces. Army forces provide security cooperation capabilities area of responsibility wide, including building defense and security relationships and partner military capacity through exercises and engagements, gaining or maintaining access to populations, supporting infrastructure through assistance visits, and fulfilling executive agent responsibilities. Military-to-military contacts and exchanges, joint and combined exercises, various long-term persistent military engagements, and other security cooperation activities provide the foundation of the Geographic Combatant Commander's Theater Campaign Plan. Key medical considerations in supportive operations to SHAPE include regionally focused medical command and control to promote unity of purpose of all engaged medical assets, medical information management to document health threat exposures and medical encounters, to report health surveillance data and information on the health of the command, and to accomplish medical regulating and patient tracking operations. Traditional medical support to a deployed force engaged in performing these tasks. Medical expertise and consultation to enhance building partnership capacity in public, private, and military health sectors of the host nation. Development of regional theater security cooperation plans aimed at mitigating or resolving the underlying causes of health issues prevalent within the region. Army health system support for maintenance and execution of medical support agreements. Home station medical readiness and training activities, and tailored force generation of medical combat power. Army medical support to other services and unified action partners, as well as assessment and release of Theater Army pre-positioned stocks and other medical logistics support. Capability gaps and determine mitigation plan. Theater evacuation policy adjustments. Coordination with U.S. Transcom for patient movement plans. Integration and interoperability of theater medical capabilities. Army health system support to foreign humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Medical preparation of the OE. Prevent conflict. The intent of operations to prevent is to deter adversary actions and stop further deterioration of a particular situation. Prevent activities enable the joint force to gain positions of relative advantage prior to future combat operations. Operations to prevent are characterized by actions to protect friendly forces and indicate the intent to execute subsequent phases of a planned operation. With the shift from shaping to deterrence, the theater army shifts to refining contingency plans and preparing estimates for land power based on geographic combatant commander's guidance. The Theater Army and subordinate Army forces perform the following major activities during operations to prevent: execute flexible deterrent options and flexible response options, set the theater, tailor Army forces, project the force. The Army Health System support during operations to prevent includes coordination, integration, and synchronization of strategic medical capabilities from the U.S. sustaining base, global health engagements, establishment and maintenance of medical support agreements, as well as the following. Executing Army Health System support to other services when directed. Recommending theater evacuation policy adjustments. Providing theater food protection support. Coordinating with U.S. Transcom for patient movement plans. Ensuring integration and interoperability of theater medical capabilities. Conducting medical preparation of the OE. Maximizing use of host nation medical capabilities. Establishing and executing occupational and environmental health surveillance programs and countermeasures. Coordinating with the National Center for Medical Intelligence, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and other strategic partners for identification and mitigation of regional health threats. Planning and coordination for Army Health System support to non-combatant evacuation operations, detainee operations, reception, staging, onward movement, and integration, and theater opening, large-scale casualty events and prolonged care, other services, conduct large-scale ground combat operations. During large-scale ground combat operations, Army forces defeat the enemy. Defeat of enemy forces in close combat operations is normally required to achieve campaign objectives and national strategic goals after the commencement of hostilities. Planning for sequels to consolidate gains at higher levels should be informed by combat operations and vice versa. However, the demands of large-scale ground combat operations consume all available staff capability at the tactical level. In large-scale ground combat operations against a peer threat, commanders conduct decisive action to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. This involves the orchestration of many simultaneous unit actions in the most demanding of operational environments. Large-scale ground combat operations introduce levels of complexity, lethality, ambiguity, and speed to military activities not common in other operations. Large-scale ground combat operations require the execution of multiple tasks synchronized and converged across multiple domains to create opportunities to destroy, dislocate, disintegrate, and isolate enemy forces. Army forces defeat enemy organizations, control terrain, protect populations, and preserve joint force and unified action partner freedom of movement and action in the land and other domains. Commanders are directly concerned with those enemy forces and capabilities that can affect their current and future operations. Medical command and control gives subordinate medical units at all echelons the freedom to provide a rapid response to acquire wounded, injured, and ill personnel, clearing the battlefield of casualties, and facilitating and enhancing the tactical commander's freedom of movement and maneuver. Large-scale ground combat operations place a significant burden on medical resources due to the magnitude and lethality of the forces involved. Medical units must anticipate large numbers of casualties in a short period of time due to the capabilities of modern conventional weapons and the possible employment of weapons of mass destruction. These mass casualty situations can rapidly exceed the capabilities of medical assets. Careful planning and coordination is necessary to minimize the extent to which medical capabilities are overwhelmed. Casualty evacuation must occur concurrently with operations. Units that cease aggressive maneuver to evacuate casualties while in enemy contact are likely to both suffer additional casualties while stationary and fail their mission. Effective management of mass casualty situations depends on established and rehearsed unit-level mass casualty plans. There are a number of other variables which can ensure the success of a unit's mass casualty response. These include, but are not limited to, coordination of additional medical support and augmentation of medical evacuation support, forward resuscitative and surgical detachments, combat support and field hospitals, casualty collection points, ambulance exchange points, and established Class 8 resupply. rapid clearance of casualties from the battlefield, independent of medevac, providing effective tactical combat casualty care for the injured. Continuous flow of casualties to the MTFs at the next higher role of care. Use of alternative assets when the number of casualties overwhelms the capacity of available medical evacuation systems. The Army health system support during large-scale ground combat operations include, but not limited to, provide organic roles 1 and 2 medical treatment and on an area basis. Provide role 3 medical treatment. Medical evacuation and or CASEVAC from POI to MTF. Intra/inter-theater patient movement between medical treatment facilities. Provide forward resuscitative surgery to stabilize non-transportable patients for evacuation out of theater. Emergency movement of Class 8 to include blood, medical personnel, and medical equipment. Coordinate medical evacuation plan with the Combat Aviation Brigade for air ambulance support. Coordinate with United States Air Force for strategic aeromedical evacuation and medical regulating. Manage patient movement items. Conduct medical and occupational and environmental health surveillance. Conduct health risk assessment and communications. Provide veterinary medical treatment for MWDs and government-owned animals. Force rotation, reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Sustainment of Army health system support operations. Possible non-traditional sources of support from other services, multinational forces, or host nation without habitual support relationships. Unit reconstitution may be accomplished using modular teams. Care for detainees. Increased requirements for public health support, primary care, care of chronic diseases/conditions. Consolidate gains. Army forces provide the Joint Force Commander the ability to capitalize on operational success by consolidating gains. Consolidate gains is an integral part of winning armed conflict and achieving success across the competition continuum. It is essential to retaining the initiative over determined enemies and adversaries. Army forces reinforce and integrate the efforts of all unified action partners when they consolidate gains. Army forces consolidate gains in support of a host nation and its civilian population, or as part of the pacification of a hostile state. These gains may include the establishment of public security temporarily by using the military as a transitional force, the relocation of displaced civilians, reestablishment of law and order, performance of humanitarian assistance, and restoration of key infrastructure. Concurrently, corps and divisions must be able to accomplish these activities while sustaining, repositioning, and reorganizing subordinate units to continue operations in the close area. Refer to ATP 3-91 and ATP 3-92 for more information. Upon successful termination of large-scale ground combat operations, Army forces in the close area transition rapidly to the conduct of consolidation of gains activities. Alternatively, they may be relieved in place by another unit. Consolidation of gains activities may encompass a lengthy period of post-conflict operations prior to redeployment. This transition to consolidation of gains may occur even if large-scale ground combat operations are occurring in other parts of an AO in order to exploit tactical success. Anticipation and early planning for activities after large-scale ground combat operations ease the transition process. The Joint Force Commander defines the conditions to which an AO is to be stabilized. The theater army is normally the overseer of the orderly transition of authority to appropriate U.S., international, interagency, or host nation agencies. The theater army and subordinate commanders emphasize those activities that reduce post-conflict or post-crisis turmoil and help stabilize a situation. Commanders address the decontamination, disposal, and destruction of war materiel. They address the removal and destruction of unexploded ordnance and the responsibility for demining operations. The consolidation of friendly and available enemy minefield reports is critical to this mission. Additionally, the Theater Army must be prepared to provide Army health system support, emergency restoration of utilities, support to social needs of the indigenous population, and other humanitarian activities as required. See ADP 3-07 and FM 3-07 for more information on the performance of stability tasks. Army health system support during operations to consolidate gains includes but not limited to coordinate, integrate, and synchronize Army health system resources into the interagency efforts. Provide medical expertise to identify and analyze critical needs emerging within the operational area. Manage medical information to facilitate medical regulating of victims to facilities outside of the operational area and to document medical treatment. Assist affected host nation medical infrastructure in saving lives, reducing long-term disability, and alleviating human suffering. Assist the local government in conducting rescue operations and providing medical evacuation of victims to facilities capable of providing the required care. Advise local animal, agricultural, and veterinary industry personnel. Assess damage of veterinary and animal infrastructure, and provide animal medical care to local animals. Conduct preventive measures to respond to and resolve emerging health threats caused by the large-scale combat operations. Conduct health risk assessment and communications. Assist host nation to reestablish its own ability to provide medical services for its population to a reasonable level it possessed prior to hostilities and to support the legitimacy of the host nation. Continue to assess running estimates and be prepared to provide all aspects of roles of medical care while reducing capacities in support of redeployment operations and downsizing the footprint in theater. For example, reducing the number of intensive care unit and intermediate care ward beds.